You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. This is WGOD Radio. This is what we do here. All truth, all the time. We go through the New Testament verse by verse. However, we let the Holy Spirit, who is our guarantee of eternal life, we let Him shine the light of truth on any particular truth each day as we go along. Now, this is what happened yesterday. We're in Revelation chapter 7. You never know where we're going to end up here in this program. Now, prior to getting started, let me just give everyone a little more information on this ministry. WGOD Radio, this is my radio broadcast here. The Lord's renamed this. It used to be called Gospel Study for many years, and then the Lord led me just on this running, I won't call it a joke I used to have. I would say to the owner of the station here, I wish I owned a station. I'd call it WGOD. And the owner said to me, well, only one station in the country is allowed to have those call letters. And I wish it was me. That's what I would call it, my station. I would call it WGOD Radio. And my slogan would be all truth, all the time. You know, there's a shortage of truth out here today. Have you noticed that? People lying is in fad and is in vogue today. People lie all the time. Politicians always lie. You can't believe hardly anything that anyone says. But you know, when you turn to the Word of God, you're going to hear truth. You know, when you go to a church that a pastor is going to preach the Word, and you know you're going to hear truth when you're in the Word. And that's what we're doing here. That's what I always do with this radio program, WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Now, we're in Revelation chapter 7. Again, for a little more information on this ministry, I have a couple websites. One of them, which includes my Bible translation, which I use to teach this, majoritytext.com, as well as wgodontheair.net. Our Facebook page, which I encourage you to go and like, because all these programs are posted on there, and that is WGOD Radio. You'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, at WGOD Radio. No, I forget what that is now. I think it's at WGOD. You'll find us on Twitter. So I encourage you to follow us. Listen to these programs. If you miss one, you can go to WGOD Radio on Facebook and find that on there. Or you can go to the on-demand section on this website here, WMIEFM.com. Hit the on-demand link, and then you'll see all of these programs according to date listed on there. So now we're in Revelation chapter 7. And one more thing, too. I want to invite you out to Island Community Church this week. Thursday night here of this week, we're looking at the seventh trumpet, and then we'll probably crack into chapter 12 of Revelation just a couple chapters ahead on Thursday night from 6 to 7. You're invited to come out. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. You're invited 6 to 7, looking at the seventh trumpet and all the great things the great mysterious things that happen, where the Bible says the mystery of God will be finished at the last trumpet. That's what we're looking at Thursday night. And Sunday, you are invited as well on Sunday, Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, Revelation chapter 7, we left off looking at the promise, actually the command, to hold the winds back from damaging the earth, the sea, and the tree until an angel came and sealed the servants of God. And I made the comment, the Holy Spirit shined the light of truth on the knowledge and the fact that you and I, friend, are already sealed. We don't have to wait for an angel to seal us. You and I have the joy and the assurance we're already sealed. We've already been sealed. It says in 2 Corinthians 1:21, it says, "Now he who establishes us with you," this is Apostle Paul speaking, "he who establishes us with you in Christ and who has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us, and he's given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." Now that word, it's old Greek word from classical Greek, back from Plato and Socrates' time. And Socrates' time, this word arabon meant engagement ring. And I think this is what Paul was referring to here when he says that God has sealed us, the same as these 144,000 Jews, and not only has he sealed us, but the seal is he's given us the Spirit in our hearts as a arabon, a guarantee. It's a promise. And when God guarantees something, he keeps his promises. Let God be true and every man a liar. When God promises you something, he follows through on it. Not like the people on television, not like the used car salesman, not like whatever lies and muck that you hear out there, not even like Paul Esposito, who sometimes promises his wife something and falls flat out short and misses the mark and has to come back to her and apologize because I can't keep my promises. Not so with God. God's given you the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. Like that old Louisiana chef used to say on TV, Justin Wilson, he said, "I guarantee." God does too. He guarantees your salvation and eternal life. And the guarantee is, like it says in Colossians chapter 1, Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the Holy Spirit on the inside of you is the guarantee. Ephesians 1:13, "In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, comma, having believed, comma, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory." Well, guess what the purchased possession is, friend? It's you. It's you. The Lord has bought you at a price. What does Paul say? "Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You have been bought at a price until the redemption of the purchased possession." Jesus Christ has bought you with his blood. He bought you. He's paid for you. He's going to redeem you. Finally, soon, coming up at the end of this age, will be the redemption of the purchased possession. And you are the purchased possession. As it says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins." You are the purchased possession of God. The Lord Jesus Christ purchased you with his own blood. Romans 5 and 8, it says, "God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us." It says in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved," notice the common denominator here, "God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." The Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed you. Now, maybe you say, "Well, what's the big deal about blood? Blood is blood. And why is someone's blood any different than anyone else's?" Well, you see, your grandmother's blood can't redeem you because your grandmother was a sinner. As everyone is a sinner, has been a sinner except for one person, and that person is Jesus Christ, who never sinned because he doesn't have a sin nature. He wasn't born of a regular birth like you and I. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and he was born of a virgin. That's why these doctrines are so important, that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. If your Bible says he was born of a young woman, I suggest you throw your Bible in the local trash basket. He's born of a virgin. He's born without a sin nature. His blood redeems you from your sin because his blood was perfect. That's what that big fancy theological word propitiation means. It means an acceptable sacrifice. It means God accepted the sacrifice of Jesus' death and the shedding of his blood. Without the shedding of blood, it says in Leviticus, there is no remission of sins. God accepted his blood to pay as payment for yours and my sins. By his blood, we are redeemed of our sins. And now we look and see here the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. That time's coming up. Just want to share with you here today, indeed, friend, that you are sealed. These guys are going to be sealed here. You already are. Again, after these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, so that the wind would not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I heard another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees until we have sealed the servants of God on their forehead." You know, Cain was also sealed. Did you know that? This is another person going all the way back now to Genesis chapter 4. Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I will be hidden from your face. I will be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it'll happen that anyone who sees me will kill me." And the Lord said to him, "Therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold." And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him shall kill him. Funny, this goes all the way back to Adam and Eve's first two kids here, Cain and Abel. We see again the mercy of God sealing someone who doesn't deserve it, putting his seal on the first murderer. We see God doing something. We see grace. That is receiving something that you haven't earned, that you don't deserve, and you don't have coming to you, but it's because of the grace of God. That's why. And Cain, again, is sealed by God. There's a mark on him so that no one will touch him. The time is coming too. Remember, friends, that Satan always copies and imitates God. As God has the mark on his people, we're going to see soon that the devil himself is going to have a mark on his. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon in Revelation chapter 7. Until then, friend, I pray God's very best for all of you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.